You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Nordheim fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk. This is episode 275. Today is day number 75. Countdown to kickoff. We've got two for you today, Mark Harrell and Daniel Cage. We'll start with Mark Harrell, like we normally do. Go through some of their high school numbers, and then just give our thoughts as far as this upcoming season. So Mark Harrell is a 6'4", 306-pound offensive lineman from Charlotte, North Carolina, where he attended Catholic. The high school he attended was Catholic, according to the Notre Dame bio on UND.com, but maybe Randall can clear that up. So let's get started. Randall, tell us a little bit about Mark Harrell's journey from high school to Notre Dame.
Well, he went to Charlotte Catholic, which is in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's called Charlotte Catholic. He came in as an offensive guard, 6'4", 306. And he had some, obviously, you know, it's hard to find stats for an offensive lineman. You know, they don't get a lot of love, even though they do a lot of the work. But his high school, looking at the rushing yards, they obviously rushed the ball a lot. And his junior year, I'm going to let you guess how many yards they had, team rushing yards they had his junior year. And they were 14-1, so it would have been 15 games.
Okay, and I'm going to guess high because you make it sound, yeah, you make it sound like it's going to be a lot. I'm going to guess 4,000 yards.
That would be a lot of yards, but they got a total of 4,904 yards rushing. Wow. And they didn't have to throw the ball very much because they were obviously doing a good job running the ball and only had one loss that year. And then his senior year, their total yards were 5,197. Those total yards of offense, but the majority of those were rushing. They averaged 333 rushing yards per game.
Wow. And
43 points per game. So pretty dominating running attack. And Mark Harrell was obviously a big part of that. He also, his senior year, he didn't really play other sports, but his junior year, he also played basketball, even though he's a pretty big kid. Well, 6'4", would be a basketball, but 306 pounds. He did play basketball, and he also did shot put in track and field. So he did other things besides football, but obviously, football was working out very good for him. Notre Dame was recruiting him. He's a three-star recruit coming out of high school. And he liked what he saw at Notre Dame and ended up going there.
All right. And so he'd be a fifth year this upcoming season here in 2016. He did not play as a freshman or as a sophomore. He played in a few games as a junior. And as far as the offensive line, there's a lot of the top end. There's a lot of talent at the top end of it, and so, I mean, Mark Harrell, you know, I mean, he's not gonna end up playing, you know, 10 games or 8 or 7 games this season. So, but he can definitely still make an impact just as one of those older guys, stable maturity. You have anything to add to that, Randall?
Well, he can play multiple positions. He was even has already practiced at center, you know, just in case. It was more of an emergency situation, basically third string, but he did take snaps at center. And I don't really expect him to get a lot of playing time, but he is a quality backup, a guy that, you know, has been around the team a while and can help the offensive lineman get ready for games.
And one thing I forgot to mention was Mark Harrell's Twitter handle, if you want to follow him, is Mark Harrell underscore 75. So we're gonna switch. Go ahead.
I want to send. We actually talked about it after Monday's podcast, but after we talked about the bear hunting. But Mark Harrell actually is a big time hunter. You can follow him on Instagram at Mark Harrell 75, and he also just shot a bear this spring. It was black bear hunting, and shot a bear, but he also has shot in some very nice deer. And yeah, definitely my kind of guy.
So you're saying he's one of those gun nuts.
If you want to say that.
I don't. Okay, so let's talk about Daniel Cage. Daniel Cage is a 6'1", 315-pound interior defensive lineman from Cincinnati, Ohio. He attended Winton Woods High School, and Randall's going to get us started talking a little bit about his recruiting, his high school days, and then we'll talk about Daniel Cage's few years at Notre Dame and what we project coming up this fall.
Well, Daniel Cage, defensive tackle. He was the 42nd ranked defensive tackle by 24/7. And his senior year, they were 9-4. His sophomore or the year before, they were 8-4. And if or his junior year, they were 8-4. And looking at his stats, he actually had. If you just look at the numbers, he had the best numbers his sophomore year.
Hopefully that's not the case for his Notre Dame career.
well, I'll start. I was trying to say I want to start with the senior and go down, but I know I'll start with his sophomore year. He had 54 sack, I mean 54 tackles and 26 for loss, and guess how many sacks he had?
Six.
Eh. Take that times, I don't even, I can't even figure out. He had 22 sacks that year.
So about half of them were half of his tackles were sacks.
Yeah.
Close to that. Hold it.
Tackles, 26 for loss and 22 sacks. And then his junior year, he had 43 tackles, 18 for loss and 10 sacks. And then as a senior, he had 36 tackles and 6 sacks. So his numbers actually went down each of the 3 years of high school that he played.
That
So
yeah, that is interesting. I wonder if his team just started. Maybe he was on a stacked team that sophomore season, or maybe I don't know. It's kind of weird that the competition would change that drastically over
yeah,
3 years.
it's the other way around. But as far as the recruiting process, he was not a guy that Notre Dame was necessarily looking at. Bob Diaco was still the recruiter, and he didn't fit into Bob Diaco's style of defense. But then when Van Gorder came to Notre Dame and decided to switch to the 4-3, this is a guy that they kind of looked at, but they had a Matt Dickerson. They were going after Matt Dickerson. Well, then that didn't work out, and so it was actually late in January when they finally offered Daniel Cage, and just a couple days before signing day, and he ended up picking Notre Dame on signing day. So it was kind of a rush. People didn't, he wasn't even on Notre Dame's radar until the last couple weeks there. And then some people thought, oh, well, he's not going to do too much at Notre Dame. He's just one of those late pickups. We got to get, got to get numbers. But he's actually done pretty good at Notre Dame. So he did sign with Notre Dame then, and he did fit into Brian Van Gorder's defense.
All right, so yeah, he played as a freshman, played in 11 games, didn't record a lot of statistics, had four tackles and assisted on a tackle for loss, but then his numbers did go up as a sophomore last year in 2015. He had 10 tackles and four tackles for loss, and I think a lot of people expected him to be owning that nose guard position after Jerron Jones went down. However, Jerry Tillery kind of got in the way of that plan. So this year, Jerron Jones is back. Jerry Tillery is still there, but I still expect to see a whole lot of Daniel Cage on the field, on the interior part of the defensive line, and I do expect his numbers to go up drastically this year too, even if Jerron Jones is back.
I'm predicting he'll actually play more than Jerry Tillery will.
I think it depends if Jerry, when he decides he wants to play, if I mean if he comes with the right attitude this fall, I mean Jerry's is more gifted, more talented, but if he's not, if he's mentally not prepared, then I think you're right. But anyway, anything else about? Let's get his social media information. Daniel Cage, you can follow him on Twitter at warrior_forlife. For life is not numerical. It's Forlife. warrior_forlife. And that's his handle. If you just search for Daniel Cage, it'll pop up. That's the name he has on Twitter.
And he does have Instagram. It's just Daniel Cage. But you do have to request to be his friend. So I guess he'll find out if you're a good Notre Dame fan or not.
And he's not very active on Twitter. Does some retweets. Doesn't do a whole lot on Twitter.
Yeah, all right. He doesn't do much on Instagram either. But give him a follow and let him know that Notre Dame fans care.
All right, that's all we've got for today. I did update our hosting for the forums, forums.irishsportstalk.net. So, and those were the software for the forum software. It was also updated, so it's a little bit cleaner, a little bit smoother. So check that out if you want to. It's free to sign up, forums.irishsportstalk.net. And I think that's about all we got. We'll catch you guys in a few days for another countdown to kickoff episode. So until then, go Irish.
Go Irish.